I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman. While fighting continues, efforts continue for a renewed peace in Syria. Syrian opposition fighters Tuesday shelled government-held parts of Aleppo, killing at least 12 people as the army claimed it was repelling a wide offensive by the rebels in the country's largest city. Activists, meanwhile, said government forces were also shelling rebel-held parts of the city, killing 2 people and wounding several. The escalation came as the diplomatic focus moved to Moscow, where the UN envoy for Syria started talks in efforts to restore a piecemeal ceasefire that would also include the contested northern city. Stefan de Mistura is expected to push that the truce also cover Aleppo, which has seen an escalation in violence in recent weeks. De Mistura's meeting with Foreign Secretary Sergei Lavrov came a day after he met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Geneva. In opening remarks in Moscow, de Mistura said, "We need to make sure the cessation of hostilities is brought back on track." Aleppo has been the center of violence over the past 12 days that left more than 250 civilians dead in the contested city. The city was excluded from the truce declared unilaterally by the Syrian military last week for the capital Damascus and its suburbs in the coastal province of Latakia. A U.S. serviceman has been killed in combat in northern Iraq. Defense Secretary Ash Carter told reporters in Stuttgart, Germany, that the service member died as a result of enemy fire. The Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook said the incident occurred near Mosul. A military official told U.S. news agency the soldier was serving as an advisor to Kurdish Peshmerga groups. VOA News.